What will become of this world? Will it burn? Will it bloom? Will it flourish or will it wither and disappear? Nothing is forever except for God's face. To Him we shall return. Free indeed, never broken, never in chains, the proud people of Palestine. Freedom. I was born free. We all were. Free from worry. Free from the chains of the busy everyday life. Now I'm all grown up and well off, but not free. And so is the world. All grown up and well off, but far away from freedom. The real, true freedom. Being able to travel without any border controls, passport checks, visas. To enjoy life with your family. To see the world wonders and God's creation, and praise Him with every step. The world is well off, but it had to sacrifice its freedom for it. And what an unfair offering that is. Here I am in this foreign country, all alone. They say it represents the free world. The world of freedom. But I've never felt more chained and tricked as now. My paycheck lasts for exactly 30 days. No savings, no emergency funds, no nothing. The dream of living a great, rich life without any material worries is far away. That leads me to a different thought from our local imam. A couple of nights ago he said to me, "Mohsin, a rich man is not the one who has the most, but who needs the least." And I've been so conflicted by that thought ever since. Should I give up from everything, live day to day, not needing anything? How will I provide for myself, the food, the rent, the bills? So much of advice in our faith can be so easily misinterpreted and misunderstood. If you give advice to a wrong person, in the wrong manner, at the wrong time, that can straight up destroy him. Thinking of the saying, I realized that it does not mean giving up all material life on this world completely. It can mean quite the opposite. But here's the thing, we have to think, we have to open our minds and not follow blindly. Last night, while reading the Quran, I came upon a beautiful verse. It might contain the answer to my question. God Almighty said, as if He was trying to clarify everything to me, "Seek the reward of the hereafter, by means of what Allah has granted you, without forgetting your share in this world." I'm sure this was a sign from Him to me, because the rest of the verse contains a word that has the same origin as my name, Mohsin. He says, "And be good to others as God has been good to you." Ihsan is the word. In Islam, it's more of a concept. Do good to others. Become a benefactor to your people, your kind, the humanity as a whole. Be good to others as God has been good to you. Such strong words. So, turning back to my thoughts before and the saying of our imam, if we want to really feel rich in our life, we should not be possessed by the worldly riches, but use the riches of this world to do good. Turn it the other way around. That's what he wanted to tell me. And don't forget your part in this world, just don't dwell that much on it. Be in the middle. Eat healthy, drink enough, dress nicely, even drive comfortably, but do not let those things own you. We were created for a greater good, and that is to worship our God, the One, the Creator, and do good to others. That is the whole point. But what really struck me are the words in which this verse ends. God says, "Do not spread corruption in the land, for Allah certainly does not like the corruptors." It's a contrast and a warning. Be tightly with those who do good. And if you cannot do good yourself by action, support those who can do good by action with your kindness to them. Support and uphold the good as much as you can. And do not come close to corruption in any shape and form. Do not corrupt your relationships, your responsibilities, your work, your actions, your thoughts. This is a micro level of corruption, or personal, individual one. As for global corruption, may God help the oppressed and help us defeat those who spread corruption. Ameen. You were listening to the first episode of audio monodrama Freedom, a part of the Let Me Think podcast, written and performed by Muammer Selibats. Thank you for your time. We hope you had a good one. Till next time, may peace be with you.